Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to UK Business Morning. I see you've got a story that's as much about politics as it is about economics. Let me guess what it is.
Morning, Alice. I think you'll be surprised. It's about the UK's attempt to join the Pan-Euro-Mediterranean Convention being blocked by the EU. Now, here's the kicker. The EU is worried about Labour not doing enough to move closer to Europe and counter the threat from Nigel Farage's Reform UK.
Oh, that is so interesting. So the EU is essentially saying that the UK isn't doing enough to align with their values, and there's a concern about the political instability with Reform UK. But wait, is the issue purely about trade, or is there more to it?
Well, the European Commission has reportedly told the UK that it won't support membership of the PEM Convention right now. The main issue seems to be that the UK isn't doing enough to prevent products from unfairly qualifying for low-tariff access to the EU. But there's also a political angle.
Right, and what's the political angle?
According to a Brussels source, the EU is worried about polls showing the possibility of a reform-led government in 4 years' time. They're concerned that if Farage's party wins, they might tear up any existing arrangements. So, the EU is essentially saying that the UK needs to become more pro-EU to get access to these trade schemes.
Wow, that is quite a big claim, right? The EU is essentially holding the UK's trade access hostage to its political stability. That seems a bit extreme.
It does seem that way. But the Rejoin EU party's deputy leader, John Stevens, argues that joining the PEM would reduce trade frictions in key supply chains, especially for products like fruit and veg. He says the EU's concerns are valid because Labour isn't doing enough to counter Reform UK.
So what's the solution according to Stevens?
He believes that instead of focusing on right-wing populists over issues like immigration, Labour needs to take the first step towards rejoining the single market and customs union. Doing so would quickly ease Labour's economic problems and plug the £40 billion, a year black hole in the government's finances.
That's quite a significant number, and what about Farage's role in all this?
Stevens argues that rejoining the single market would also neutralise the threat from Farage. He claims that Farage is offering nothing but the prospect of the UK becoming a vassal state of Trump's US and Putin's Russia.
So the EU is essentially telling the UK to clean up its political act before it can get trade benefits, and the UK's own political landscape is seen as a barrier to its economic stability. It's quite a complex situation.
Exactly. The UK's political instability is being seen as a risk to its trade relations with the EU, and the EU is using trade as a tool to influence the UK's political direction. It's a bit of a catch-22 situation.
Well, that's a lot to unpack. Thanks for breaking it down for us, Lewis. As always, we'll keep you updated on how this story develops.
And that's the UK Business Morning for today. Join us tomorrow for more in-depth analysis of the latest business, finance, and economic news. Have a great day, everyone.